God. In I must wonder, consider the words I hands have made. Oh, I see the stars I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe display. Oh, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Oh, how great thou art, great thou art. Then sings my soul, so my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, the great thou art. Went through the woods and long lids I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the tree. Oh, when I look down mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle, then sings my soul, my soul, my Savior, go to thee. Oh, how great thou, how great. Then sings my soul, son not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in. Hallelujah. On a cross my burdens gladly be, when he bled and died to take away. Then sings my soul, my soul, my Savior, go to thee. Oh, how great thou, how great, then sings my soul, so my Savior, go to thee. Oh, great thou art, the great thou art. When Christ, when he comes, with shout of acclaim, oh, and it, oh, my joy shall fill my heart. Oh, then I will bow adoration in the name, my God, I'll bring. Then sings my soul, so my Savior, go to thee. Oh, how great thou, how great. Breathe out. how great. And sings my soul. Oh, my Savior, go to thee. Hallelujah. How great thou art. Oh, great thou. And sings my soul. Thou art, oh great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, oh great thou art.
Oh, praise the Lord. Our God is great. What a wonderful God we have. And we are thankful tonight. Then once again, he has made it a privilege for us to be gathered at his feet. Amen. Amen. To wait on him. And waiting on him, we have a promise. He said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. And they shall mount up with wings like unto eagles. That's our promise tonight. And it will soar over every circumstances. Oh, praise the Lord. We are here to renew our strength. And the Lord will surely renew us. How many believe that? God richly bless you as we get seated for a moment. First, I would like, on behalf of the church, welcome our visitors tonight. Sister Rose from Belgium. Sister, can you just stand and see you? Sister Rose from Belgium? Oh, God richly bless you. And then we have Sister Vivian and Brother Robert, Brother Joe's friends. Amen. Oh, God richly bless you. You are welcomed to the house of God. Amen. And we appreciate all of you tonight to be with us. Amen. Then before we get going, let's look at one thing. We've been here meeting Fridays purposely to pray. It's a prayer meeting. But meanwhile, we got to know how our prayer is working. Amen. Because you can't just pray and then just forget about it. No. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to know how our prayer is being answered. And of course, we prayed for our precious brother, Andrew Beecham. We have not yet known how far our brother is. But probably we shall know from our pastor this Sunday. Praise the Lord. But one thing we believe, that he is healed. That's our faith. We believe that he is healed. Amen. And we prayed also. It came to a time the whole children almost in this church, they were just coughing here, there, left and right. We prayed against that devil. So how are our children tonight? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord. The Lord has answered our prayer. And also we prayed about brethren that are looking for jobs. There are some prayers of course, when we pray for you, you, the recipient, must believe by faith that you have what? You have received it. So that there's no need for us every day to be praying over. Amen. And then, of course, there are some prayers that we need always to tackle. Praise God. You remember when Daniel prayed? He received the answer. But on the way, the prince of Persia just stopped Gabriel. So God had to send what? Michael. To go and tackle with what? The prince of Persia, who is the enemy. So that Gabriel can bring what? The answer to Daniel. So there are some prayer requests. Always the prince of Persia will hold it. And said pray, such requests, we need to what? Pray continuously. Until we have received the answer. Amen. And our prayer, such prayer could be the fruit from the womb, which some of our sisters are looking for, the fruit of the womb. Amen. And we will tackle that issue. Amen. Until Satan will relieve his hands out. Amen. We are the children of God. Amen. And we have every authority and power to claim whatever belongs to us. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. Praise God. So tonight, we have some prayer requests. Let me read them first before we get into the word. Amen. Pastor said a request that there will be an outreach next Friday. That's today's week. So that means today's week, we shall be meeting here for a prayer meeting. But there will be an outreach. So we have to put that into prayer. That the Lord, he promised that he will add to his own church. And the Lord will use us as the instruments to go forth over there. That the, as many that the Lord has called in this last day, the Lord himself will make a way for them, for us to meet them. And that the Lord himself will speak to them. The Holy Spirit will speak to them. Praise the Lord. So we'll remember the outreach next week in prayer tonight. And then, Pastor said there will be some new people that will visit us on Sunday. And so even Brother George, you will give the details. I don't know if that's our brethren that have come. That's what Pastor told me. He sent a message to me that there will be some new visitors. God, Richie, bless you. And we shall remember you also in prayer. Amen. And then there will be a baptismal meeting. Pastor will be meeting some baptismal candidates, and that also we should put that also into prayer tonight. Then there is a request also here, prayer request, Brother Mike not feeling well. He's asking for prayer. Brother, you are already healed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Do you believe it? You receive it. God bless you. Amen. And then Sister Sholet's brother is sick in Zimbabwe. Oh, we shall send for the word. Hallelujah. And she's asking for prayer for him. Amen. Amen. Oh, just like the centurion, he said, you speak the word. Amen. And I believe my servant to be well. Amen. Amen. So tonight, these are before us. That we need to pray over in Jesus' name. Amen. And before we get into our reading tonight, something just crossed over, and I want to ask this question. The prophet asks, who is an overcomer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are the overcomers.
Amen.
And he said, there is an overcomer's throne. And he read this scripture in Revelation 3:21. He said, to him that overcometh,
Amen.
Will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. That Jesus himself had to what? To overcome. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He had to overcome. And so we also need to what? To overcome.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
And Jesus overcame with what? With the word. It is the word. It is by only the word that you can overcome. Praise God. And let me read something. He said, now, what are we to overcome? That is the normal question to ask here. But that is not the actual thoughts of this verse. For it is not so much what we are to overcome, but how are we to overcome? Praise the Lord. You don't consider what you are going to overcome, but take notice of how, oh, praise the Lord, how you are going to overcome. Because if you know how to overcome, you don't care what you are going to overcome. Oh, praise the Lord. It could be anything. But meanwhile, you know how to overcome. So whatever be it, praise the Lord, you know how to overcome. You know how to bring it down. Praise God. Therefore, it is so much, not so much what we are to overcome, but how we are to overcome. Now, this is logical, for does it matter much what are we to overcome as long as we know how to overcome? Amen. And he said in Matthew 4, wherein Jesus is tempted of the devil, he overcame the personal temptations of Satan by the word, and by the word only. Jesus overcame by the word. You see? So we are going to use the word and we will overcome also. He said Eve fell to the personal temptation of Satan by failing to use the word. Eve failed because she didn't use the word. He should have just said, God said so.
Hallelujah.
We shouldn't touch it.
Amen.
Amen. God said so.
Amen.
Oh, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. He said, Eve failed to use, that Eve fell to the personal temptation of Satan by failing to use the word. Adam fell in direct disobedience to the word. But Jesus overcame by the word. And right now, let me say that this is the only way to an overcomer. By the word. Also, it is also the way you can know if you are overcoming. When you have the word, you will know that whether you are overcoming. Because the word can't fail.
Amen.
Amen. The word can't fail. And the word is our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord can't fail.
Amen.
And tonight he can't fail.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Tonight
he can't fail because he has never failed.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many believe it?
Amen.
Tonight, we are more than overcomers. Shall we stand to the reading of the word? Let's open to Genesis 11. Genesis 11, we read from 1 to 9. Let's hear the word of God. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there. And they said to one another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will restrain from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, we have read your word, O God. And tonight, O God, you are the author of this word. And Father, we ask this moment the leadership of the Holy Spirit, O God, to lay that right hand upon it, O Lord Jesus, and make this word alive unto us, O God. Father, we've met here because you have called us. And Father, anytime you call your children, there is something special for them. Father, we believe that there is a purpose also for tonight. And that, Lord, as we have come to you with all meekness and humility, O God, or with a broken heart, O Lord Jesus, Father, we believe that, Lord, you will help us with the spirit of prayer to pray, Lord, against anything that, Lord, needed to be set right, Lord. Father, we surrender ourselves to you. That, Lord, you yourself will use us in a special way. Amen. That at the end of it, oh Lord, we will know that we are overcomers. By the word that you give to us tonight, oh Lord, let us carry it as our weapon, Lord, against the enemy. Because Jesus himself overcame also by the word. We thank you for this word tonight, oh Lord. Bless us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? And tonight, I have a topic here. Watch your motives. Amen. Watch your motives. Amen. We come here all the time for one purpose. The purpose is to find out if we have really gotten the Holy Spirit. That's all about it. The Holy Spirit. Because if you have it, you have everything. And if you have it already, we are here tonight. We meet here to see how you can move forward with already what the Lord has given to you. Because you need to make use of it. The Lord gave His Spirit to you for a purpose. Praise the Lord. And we find out that many a time, there are hindrances and obstacles here and there to allow this Spirit to work in us. Amen. We sometimes create those hindrances and obstacles. And sometimes also is the enemy that put the hindrances and obstacles in our ways. But meanwhile, He said, if we will take the word, we will surely be overcomers. We will overcome every circumstance. And so we need the Holy Spirit. My brother, my sister, make sure you have received it. Because if you have it, nothing can stand before you. You have authority over everything. Oh, brother, for I believe I have it. But for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, I've been praying for a particular thing. But the Lord, I've not received the answer. Yes, keep on praying, my brother. Because the Bible says we should be followers of them. That through faith and patience, they waited for the promise. They inherited the promise. Look at Abraham. Praise God. Keep on praying, my brother, my sister. Don't relent. Don't let anything bog you down. He said, be followers of them. That through faith and patience, they inherited the promise. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Keep on praying. Look at the condition of Job. Look at the way how the devil destroyed him completely. Yet, he kept on holding the faith that there is a living God. Amen. It is a challenge to us. Never allow yourself to be bogged down because you have stayed in the presence of the Lord for a long time. You are not receiving an answer. Keep on praying, my brother, my sister. It's for a purpose that the name of the Lord will be glorified in your life. Praise God. Because everybody know your condition. Everybody know how you were. Then all of a sudden, there is a change. Hallelujah. It goes to glorify His name. Amen. Praise God. Let us not allow hindrances and obstacles to bog us in a way. Meanwhile, let us look at our own self. For the hindrances and obstacles that the devil will set on our way, it is nothing. It's children's bread. Amen. Amen. They are children's bread. But let us look at our own hindrances and obstacles. That's why we have tonight to watch your motives. Amen. And we read the scripture. And you all know about the scripture. The Tower of Babel. He said, before I came to this message, this was one of the scriptures that I was really contending with. I couldn't understand it. He said, the Bible said the people were one with one language. They understood themselves. Hallelujah. And they built a tower. Amen. Then God came and destroyed it. Before coming to this message, this was one of the scriptures that I was contending. I couldn't understand it. Why should God do this? Praise the Lord. Because he said the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Is that not simply great? Is that not the will of God? One language, understanding. One speech, united. Is it not the will of God? If all of us seated here, our language is one. Oh, praise the Lord. Is it not good? Our understanding is one. Our faith is one. We come together to do one single thing. Isn't it not great? That was how I was just asking myself. Praise the Lord. I couldn't understand until all my eyes were opened. For me to know, oh, God is great. And God deserved to destroy that tower. Praise God. God deserved to do that. Because of what? The motive. The motive. Yes. The motive was wrong. Amen. The motive was wrong. Yes. God had wanted them to scatter and replenish the earth. But here are people who decided that we won't scatter, but rather we will stay at one place and build a tower. And look at one of their motives also, to make a name for ourselves. See? To make a name for ourselves. Let me read something from the prophet here. Then God came down to inspect what the people were doing, and God destroyed what they were doing and confused them. You know, God had made man to achieve. That's what man was made for. And all down through life, he has tried to achieve something. And his achievement, the reason he tries that is because he was designed to do so. God made him that way. But the trouble of it is, in his achievements, he tries to do something within himself. And that's where he makes his mistake. And he is in trouble. Praise God. God has created us to do what? To achieve. To achieve. But in our achievements, we must watch our motives. You see, as the prophet is saying, in our achievement, he does what? He puts God aside and tries to do something on his own. The motive of building that tower, it was a rebellion against God's plan. A disobedience. See? They disobeyed God. And then we find, it isn't too long after this great lesson that God taught that man during that time by destroying the entire world with water, as the Bible tells us that he flooded the earth and destroyed everything but a remnant that he left, which was Noah and his family. And just immediately after he came out from that great lesson, he didn't learn anything. Before the flood, God said the earth was what? Was corrupt, full of violence, wickedness. And for that reason, he destroyed the whole world, except Noah and his family. And now God was expecting that they would take what? They would take some kind of experience from the past. But yet, when they started to multiply, they started this Tower of Babel. Man back to us, the same disobedience. He said, it seems just like that man can't learn. Only through the hard way. We shouldn't learn through the hard way. There is a very, you see, he said only, the prophet said, it just seems like that man can't learn only through the hard way.
Amen.
We find that even in our children, we have to punish them many times severely to make them understand. It just seems like that a man is just in himself a total failure to begin with. When he lost his relationship with God, he becomes a unit of his own. He didn't depend on God no more. And when God had taught him the lesson of what it was to try to do something, he does it in with himself. And the Bible said that they built them a tower and they were going to climb up into the heaven to get up into heaven without coming the way God had planned for them to come. Amen. God has a plan for you to come unto him.
Amen.
Then these people said, no, we will build a tower to reach there and go to him. They bypass God's provided way to find a way for themselves. These are what? The hindrances we create ourselves. When we do away with God's plan to make a name for ourselves. But meanwhile, the Bible says, you are to glorify God, not yourself. You have been bought with a price. And that you need to glorify God. So he said, when you look at 1 Corinthians 6:20, he said, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. This body, this everything of you, is not yours, it's for God. Everything about you is for God. It's not for you. And so this body must be used to glorify God, not to glorify yourself. As what the people of the Tower of Babel, they tried to do. He said, the wrath of God, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. The wrath of God will be upon you. Those who hold the truth in unrighteousness. We have the truth, which we need to follow. But we take our own righteousness to do what? To do what we feel is right. And Jesus said, if you are looking for people who say they are very righteous, it's the Pharisees. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Pharisees believed that they were righteous. Just look at what Paul, when he was called Saul, what he said. He said, blameless in many things. Praise God. The Pharisees, they have self-righteousness. They feel that they've not sinned. And Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees, you can never enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. They are the people, when they see light, they say darkness. When they see darkness, they say there's light. My brother, watch. Anything that we are building, we got to make sure that we are building it with the motive of God. It lies in what? God's plan. And today, what do we see? Today, everybody is building one thing or the other. Because the world, it has become a world of building. Not building a house alone, but every man is trying to build a future through education and business. Man is building a home or a family. Man is building churches. Even some people are building their physical body. Amen. Some people are building their physical body. See, it is building, 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 till people are building their physical body now. They will spend many hours in the gym. And then they will come out with a certain frightening figure. Their waist become like this, and all their top becomes like this. See? They are disfiguring what? God's own creation. Amen. The motive, one time somebody said, look, you don't know Samson? Samson. That's how he said, look, you don't have a revelation who Samson is. Yes. Amen. Amen. They spend hours in the gym, and they come out with a frightening figure. And they said, I look like Samson. Oh my God. Wrong revelation. The Bible says, God used what? The weak things of the world. Amen. To confound things that are mighty. Amen. If you have a true revelation of who Samson is, Samson probably is like me or Brother George, praise God. Amen. No macho. Nothing. God has to use those kind of things to confirm things that are mighty. That proves that he is God. Hallelujah. What is the need of God using a huge man to hold a lion and then kill the lion? It doesn't show anything. It doesn't prove what? That he is God. Revelation will tell you that Samson was just a very slim man. Amen. When you see him, you think even he will fall down. God used the weak things of the earth to confound things that are mighty. That is the word of God. Amen. So all those pictures they draw about Samson with huge, they are all what? Without revelation. Praise God. It doesn't go with the word of God. God will use what? Look at what? David. Look at David. The smallest of all. David, the smallest of all. Till when even Samuel went to the house of Jesse, God asked him to go and anoint one of the children to be what? The king of Israel. When Eliab came, Samuel saw him, he thought that could be the person. And God had to shout him down. I see not like what man see. Man sees what? The outside appearance, but I see what? The heart. Praise God. So it is not what? We are building. But one thing is that one day, God is coming down to see each and every one what you are building. God is coming with a plumb line. You know a plumb line? When you are building a house, you want to see that it is straight. You put a plumb line. You know it. Amen. To see whether it is what? It is straight. God is coming with a plumb line. Amos saw it. Amen. God with a plumb line. To do what? To see how straight we are. Whatever you are building, he's coming with a plumb line to see whether it is straight. Tonight, my brother, my sister, let's watch our motives. Because it has been the hindrance of many things that should have come our way. We got to be sure. Brother, sit down, set yourself. Examine yourself, my brother. This is very, very important in our life. Sometimes sit down yourself and examine yourself. Hallelujah. After a day's work, after a day's out, after a day's work, sit down. Oh, today I went out. Did I please God? By my language, by the way I acted, the things that I saw, what ran through my thoughts, my mind. And if there are still traces of anything that is contrary to the word, get down on your knees. Lord, forgive me. That will always make you what? Clean before God. Take time, examine yourself. It is important, my brother. We need to watch our motives in everything, because they are hindrances. If the motives are not right, they are hindrances against us. And it will never, the Holy Spirit will never come. But we need that Spirit, my brother. We need the Holy Spirit, my brother. He said all the time, the prophet said again here, said all the time, the Spirit of the living God is striving with flesh, trying to get man away from his own achievements, trying to get man away from his own selfish motives and objectives to a plan which God has laid down. And as long as man works his own plan, he will be a failure. Amen. If you work on your own plan, it will be what? A failure. Amen. And a man can only achieve right when he comes back with the right objective and the right motive. Amen. That is according to God's plan for him. Any other foundation is on a sinking sand. Amen. It's a question of going back to him and say, Lord, I faltered here. My brother, confession is the greatest, greatest weapon. Confession. Be sincere to yourself. As in tonight, we're going to pray. But that, my sister, you know yourself. The motives which creates hindrances and obstacles here for the Holy Spirit to work in us. To raise us up onto that level where we can catch a glimpse of the glorious bride. Confess it. Tell the Lord, Lord, this is how I am. He knows it already, but he wants you to say it. Amen. Why do you hide? You hide it from whom? The pastor? Oh, yes, you can. You can do that. But from God, you can't. Amen. So always, brethren, let's surrender. Completely surrender to him. Watch it and see how God is great. And you see his glory. And your life will surely glorify him. Because he will do things in your life to prove that there is a living God. Because he said, when that day, Jesus said, Father, glorify your name. He said, a voice also came from heaven. He said, the people around heard that it was like what? Thundering. Hallelujah. You see? And the voice said, I've glorified. Amen. And I will glorify it again. Amen. Amen. Again in whom? In you and me. And Jesus said, look, that voice that came, it wasn't for me. But it's for what? For you and me. Brethren, let's be sincere to our, let's watch our motives in everything. What has been your motive? Even when you meet your brother, you meet your sister. Do you see him as what? As a child of the Lord? Do you see Christ in him? I was over there, I heard what Brother George was saying. That I see, the prayer he was offering said, when I see my brother, I see him as what? As Christ. Christ in him. Christ in her. Let's re-examine ourselves. The question of waiting on the Lord to renew your strength is not the question of taking only Bible and just read, taking a message book and read, you are waiting on the Lord. It is here.
Amen.
The waiting is here. This is where he's looking at. Brethren, we will see the hand of God upon this church.
Amen.
If all of us will begin to re-examine ourselves.
Amen.
And clear every undesirables in our lives.
Amen.
And allow the love of God.
Hallelujah.
To project.
Amen.
Then we see something. Amen. Brethren, let's check our motives. The motive of the people who were building the tower in Babel, their motives were wrong. That's why the Lord God came and destroyed it.
Amen.
And created confusion amongst them that they couldn't even hear one another. Only a group. Sister and brother will hear them, will understand themselves, and then they go their way. They go. So what are those people talking? I couldn't understand it. Now I said myself, I couldn't. The other person, what were they saying? I couldn't understand it. Yes, God created confusion.
Amen.
Don't let God create confusion in your life.
Amen.
It's a terrible one. Your hand cannot correspond with your leg. Confusion. Your eye cannot correspond with your ears. Confusion. Oh, my brother. Your whole body becomes what? In confusion. One cannot correspond to the other. When the mind, the thoughts say, don't look at it. The eye say, I will look at it. Confusion. The thought tells the leg, don't go there. Say, I will go. And then start moving, go in that place. Don't let your body thrown into confusion. Brethren, let's examine ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Before we pray, let's listen to what Paul also said. He said, whatever you are building for a future is lawful and good. I'm just saying this. I will read what Paul said himself. But let's not forget the things that are more expedient and the things that edify. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:23. He said, all things are lawful for me.
Amen.
But all things are not expedient.
Amen.
He said, all things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
Yes.
Brethren, whatever you are doing, it could be lawful. It is not against the law. But ask yourself, is it expedient? Whatever you are doing is lawful. But the question is, does it edify? So let us look at the things that are expedient and the things that edify. Praise God. Whatever you are doing is lawful. But Paul is saying here, look for the things that are expedient. And look at the things that edifies.
Hallelujah.
and hold on to those things. Amen. And as we pray, let's look at what? Something in 2 Corinthians 10:3. That's our warfare. Let's see our warfare. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Praise the Lord. If you have any misunderstanding between your brother, brother, sister, brother, whatever, tonight, kill it.
Amen.
Kill it!
Amen.
It's a hindrance. The Bible said, Jesus said, if you bring your sacrifice to the altar, and then you find out that you have an oath with someone,
yes,
said, leave your sacrifice there.
Amen.
Go back and settle with that before you come and take your sacrifice and offering to me.
Hallelujah.
Because if that one is hanging, it will never, God will never accept it. Watch these things. Watch your motives.
Amen.
So tonight, what's he saying? For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
No.
Kill every flesh conflict tonight. We are one in one body.
Amen.
With one faith.
Amen.
With one Lord. Going together to one destination. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You hear it?
Amen.
It's no carnal. Brethren, let us open our arms and meet each and everyone.
Amen.
Tonight, just forget about all what your brother have done against you, your sister have done against you. Just forget it tonight. Forget it tonight.
Hallelujah.
Let it be thrown. Say, Lord, take it. Put it into the bottomless pit for me.
Amen.
He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Yes, thank you.
If we can pass through God, then we come out, we become what? A mighty army. To pull down all strongholds.
Thank you.
We will pull down all strongholds.
Amen.
Of the enemy. Because we are one. Because we are one. No? When there are conflicts here and there, it becomes what? A spirit of Achan in the camp. A spirit of what? Achan in the camp.
Amen.
You understand it?
Hallelujah.
You know the story of Achan? Casting down imaginations. Oh, imaginations, they are here. They are here. Cast them down. It's yourself. See, everything is about you. The hindrance and obstacles. Imaginations are here. What do you imagine about your brother, your sister? Are they negative? Oh, if only one day you just go down on news and you take a brother, you take a sister and pray for him in your closet.
Amen.
Oh, how wonderful it will be.
Hallelujah.
And watch and see if you will not receive the blessings of God. How many times have we, on our own, decided, oh, today I want to pray for this my sister. I want to pray for this my brother. Do it, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
It's not a question of we meeting here alone, but the question of what? In your own closet, the desire coming out from your heart. with all that kind of love, oh, pouring and praying for that brother, praying for that sister, God will bless you.
Amen.
Imagination, cast them out, cast them down. Let it be what? The right imagination. Amen. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Don't try to think high, 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 high. Oh, where God even probably doesn't want you to reach. You have already reached there in your imagination and your thoughts. Oh, you are running before God. I'm over there. And I will see when I get this in, then I will do this. Then I will do that. Oh, my brother, my sister. That is not what the will of God. Wait on him. And let him carry you to that lofty height. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When the devil feed you with any thought, bring it down. Put it under what? Under obedience of Christ. Said, thus saith the Lord. Thus says the word. It is written. Put it under. The devil will give you thoughts. Bring those thoughts under the control and obedience of Christ. Of obedience of the word. So the word doesn't tell me to do that. Satan, get away. And having what? The readiness to revenge all disobedience. See? If you know that you have disobeyed God, my brother, take revenge over that disobedience.
Amen.
Take revenge against it.
Amen.
I said, when your obedience is fulfilled, amen. So tonight, we have our prayer request here. And I would like my precious brother to come over. When you take Philippians 4:6, he said, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Praise the Lord. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And so let us what give thanks unto the Lord through our one song, and then we can make our request be known unto him. Amen. And I would like we sing, you are the Alpha, the Omega. Amen. Shall we stand and give glory to him?
Amen.
And then after we will make our what? Our supplication, our request made known to him. That is the word of God. Amen.
You are Alpha.
Sing from your heart as you prepare yourself to prayer. Praise his name.
Worship you, O Lord.
As you prepare yourself to prayer tonight, bringing down every foundation of the enemy. All the walls. Oh. Oh yes, tonight, Lord, we worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Oh, you are Alpha.
You are Alpha.
You are Alpha
and Omega. Oh, we worship you, O Lord.
You are worthy to be praised.
We give you
the glory.
Glory,
we worship you, Lord.
Oh,
you are worthy to
oh,
be praised.
We give you glory.
We give you
the glory.
Glory,
we worship you.
To be praised.
Oh, you are Alpha,
you are Alpha.
Alpha.
You are Alpha
and Omega. We worship you, Lord.
Oh, you
are worthy to be praised.
You are Alpha.
You are Alpha.
You are Alpha
and Omega. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you glory.
We give you
the glory. Glory,
we worship you, Lord.
Oh,
you are worthy to be praised.
We give you glory.
We give you
the
glory.
Glory,
we worship you. As we are singing the song, Brother Mike, come forward.
You are Alpha
and Omega. Oh, we worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Oh, you are Alpha.
We are going to pray for the sick. We have Brother Mike. And then our sister, Sholet's brother, who is sick in Zimbabwe. And we are going to use our precious brother Mike here as a point of contact. In the name of Jesus Christ, if anyone is sick, come forward. We believe God that He is here tonight. The healer. Worship you, Lord. You are worthy. My brother, do you believe that this cough, in the name of Jesus Christ, the healer, is here? That tonight you are touched. That you will come back and give testimony to the glory of God. That this cough, that is the end of it. It's not me, it's the Holy Spirit standing here doing His own work in the name of Jesus Christ. It's already been done that all the sick has been healed. Those who are seeking the Lord has already made it that He will be with them. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord.
We worship you.
Yes, Lord.
You are worthy.
Now get into that position. Now we have the outreach that is coming of this week. And let us commit into the hands of the Lord, knowing very well that He is the one that asked to His own church. He promised to do that. And so tonight, we stand upon that promised word that God Himself will lead in this outreach, that as many that He has touched, as many that He has called, to see this revelation of this our day, the message of the hour, that the Lord will just bring them our way. The Lord will bring them our way. That the Lord will give us the wisdom to speak to them, the wisdom to introduce the word of God to them, that the Holy Spirit Himself will fill as many that will go for the outreach in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, my God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Oh, your children, Lord, tonight. We have come, Lord, as even we can really see that, oh God, it is one spirit that we are crying unto you tonight. We thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Give us any song in the names of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. How many believe it? How many believe it?
Oh, excellent is thy name.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
How excellent is your name, Lord.
Oh, excellent
Thank
is
you,
thy
Lord
name.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, blessed be thy name, Lord.
How excellent is thy name.
Thank you, Lord.
How excellent is thy name.
How excellent is thy name,
O Lord. How excellent is thy name.
How excellent is thy name.
How excellent is thy name, O Lord. How marvelous,
is thy name,
O Lord. How marvelous
is thy name,
O Lord. How marvelous, is thy name.
How marvelous is thy name.
How marvelous is thy name.
Oh, Lord.
How marvelous is thy name.
How marvelous is thy name.
How marvelous is thy name.
Oh,
how wonderful. Wonderful
Isn't
is
it
thy
wonderful
name,
oh, that tonight,
how wonderful,
all is well with us.
Wonderful is thy name, oh Lord.
Glory be to your name.
How wonderful
Lord,
is thy name.
Lord, we thank you for all our children.
Oh, wonderful is thy name.
Oh, how great you are.
How wonderful
we
is
We are happy
thy
to
name.
Embrace all these our children.
Oh,
glory be to your name, Lord.
How wonderful is thy name. How wonderful
Thank
is
Thank you, my Lord
thy
Jesus.
How wonderful is thy name, oh Lord. How beautiful.
Oh yes, he's beautiful.
How beautiful is thy name, oh. How beautiful. How beautiful is thy name, oh. How beautiful. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. Oh Lord. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. Oh, how excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name. Oh, how wonderful, my Lord. How wonderful is thy name. Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful is thy name, O Lord.
Let all bow our head for a word of prayer.
Hallelujah.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, how wonderful and excellent is thy name. Because we know that the power is given in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture says, every knee shall bow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that the name was given above all names. That in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll cast out demons, Father.
Hallelujah.
And the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the sick will grant their healing.
Amen.
Father, hallelujah. We confess tonight that all prayer requests that was presented before thee,
amen,
there's no one will depart without an answer.
Amen.
Because
hallelujah,
you are an answering God.
Amen.
You are the God who answers to the prayer of thy people, Father.
Amen.
And we have a cry according to thy word, because you says, if my people who are I call by my name,
amen,
confess their sin and they call upon my name,
hallelujah,
I will heal their land.
Amen.
And Father, we believe that our land is healed tonight.
Amen.
And we are sitting in the heavenly places,
amen,
in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Hallelujah.
Father, we ask you that as we want to depart from this place, let the word that was preached tonight,
amen,
Father, be the word of the meditation,
hallelujah,
of each of us heart, Father. That when we go from this place, we shall never,
hallelujah,
be the same, Father.
Amen.
That something was spoken, something,
amen,
was said, that will help us to,
hallelujah,
go to the perfection. Because you call us unto the perfection,
amen,
Father.
Amen.
We ask you that you shall renew the virtue to the minister that you have used to, hallelujah, preach thy word, Father. That when he stand here the next time, that something special will be done, Father.
Hallelujah.
And we ask you that all the requests for the outreach for next week, Father, we commend it at thy hand,
yes, Father.
What more precious, and the scripture tell us, the great miracle, and when a sinner become to Christ, Father. When a sinner live his sinning life, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. And our life is on earth, is to point soul out to thee, Father. And help us to be the fishers, all of us, of man, Father,
amen,
that are seeking for your kingdom, Father.
Mm.
And let your kingdom be established in,
amen,
each of us' heart,
amen,
Father. We don't want to depart the same way we come, Father. Because it's not a culture, Father. We come here that expecting that you shall speak to us, Father.
Hallelujah.
Indeed, you already speak to us, Father.
Yes, Father.
And we thank you for that, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the weekend services. The Sunday service, we commend it at thy hand. The,
amen,
baptism preparation, Father, we commend it at thy hand,
amen,
Father. That you shall speak to the heart, Father,
amen,
that are willing to take decision,
amen,
Father. That the wonderful decision they are about to take, they will never regret of it, Father, because it engaging the eternal life, Father. What more man could do than investing for eternal things? Because we know everything in this world will pass, but your word will never pass away, Father. We thank you for everything, Father. We want to depart. We want the angel of the Lord shall go before us, Father, and watch us on the road from every walk of the enemy,
amen,
Father. And when we get home and come back here on Sunday, we will give glory and honor unto thee.
Hallelujah.
Father, we commit all at thy hand, not by multiplying words that you're going to answer to our prayer, but unifying my faith with the faith of my brethren and sister in this place, Father. We believe that you are our portion.
Hallelujah.
And we commit all at thy hand in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Let's sing the chorus.
Dieu m'est là, fait là. Dieu m'est là, fait là. Dieu m'est là, sonde. Dieu m'est là, fait là. Tu m'es là, tu m'es là, fais là. Tu m'es là, tu m'es là, fais là. Sosle ilungile, tu m'es là, holy believe. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, oh, only believe, only believe.